Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello, we'll be starting by reading excerpts on the subject of the work within reason and the work above reason. The lesson can be watched on Kabbalah.tv, where you can also write us questions, some of which may be asked here during the lesson. So the lesson is on the subject of the work within reason and the work above reason.
There is a wisdom that develops out of our life in this world, and then we, with the kelim, the vessels that we have in us from birth, we develop these vessels naturally. We study the world, explore the world, by that the kelim also expand, and from generation to generation they also expand in our sensation, in our understanding, in what we call mind and heart. And that way, we advance in understanding the world that we live in with our five senses. The spiritual world requires new kelim, very different kelim from the ones that we're used to. First of all, we have to acquire them. They are not in us to begin with. That's one thing. And the second thing is that we must, in a spiritual world, in our spiritual state, we have to be comprised of two: the fact that we are the created beings and the fact that we have to be similar to the Creator. That is two different, opposite, separate forms that actually cancel one another. The created being is the created being, the Creator is the Creator, and it is truly a different reality. And besides that, that we have to find, to acquire the form of the created being upon which also the form of the Creator will dwell, we also have to remain in our world, in our state. That is, we have here truly a very big change in our construction, in our perception. And what is prominent about it is that if we, in our world, go forward with our mind and sensation in a mutual manner, so that one is supported by the other, in spirituality, it is the opposite. There you have contrast between one and the other. In the perception, in the understanding, it might be a bad feeling in a good state, because we're discovering reality above our ego. And within the ego, maybe we feel ourselves in a terrible form, but actually it is the best possible state. So what will we identify with emotionally? With which state? It could be that we don't understand what is happening to us, and we are in lack of understanding, lack of awareness, spirituality, but maybe it is actually an exalted thing, an exalted state. So there is a problem, indeed, in our perception, in our understanding, in establishing our form in the spiritual reality. Therefore, the thing is that we have two contrasts, two opposites in one subject: faith above reason. And this requires a lot of persistence and attention and time. time. Because, nevertheless, as we learn, habit becomes second nature, and only by us allowing the upper light to work on us again and again and again, and we are patient, even though we are impatient, but we enable it to work with subjugation, that we agree with whatever it will do to us. And even though it seems to us that it doesn't do anything, we also agree with that. That is, the subjugation has to be in the lowest possible things, in states where seemingly there is nothing lower than them. This is how we advance toward that inner state in which we become worthy of the instillment of the upper light, when we no longer refer to it through our ego. So, let us see how we advance. Please.
So, we're reading from a compilation of excerpts on the subject of the work within reason and the work above reason, starting with excerpt 31, Lobash. What is a flood of water in the work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete, but rather, quite to the contrary, is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then, it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both. Again, excerpt 31. The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines, since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete, that he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation and how it seems to him within reason. Then, it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and he does not use his own mind. However, if one has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
We cannot combine these two lines. Let's say, how can there be peace? How can there be complementation between a person who very much wants to be rich and he is in total poverty. And he agrees with his situation. And the middle line comes that connects both of them. How can such a thing be that he has such a great deficiency versus his such great desires? And how can the two of them connect? Two opposite lines. How can it be that the more one studies, the more one understands and feels, at the same time he discovers each time that he doesn't know, he's a fool, he's really not successful. And to be in joy and discover wholeness between these two states, how can it be that one has invested so many years, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and he doesn't have anything in his hand, and he's happy? And he discovers that specifically, the more he doesn't have anything and he wants to have it, he has a strong desire. And at the same time, he discovers wholeness between the two of them. It is impossible to understand that, according to our mind, our corporeal mind. But in spirituality, when one attains specifically out of the two of them, one can rise to the quality of Bina, to the spiritual state, and to gradually begin to feel that spirituality, the spiritual state, is born specifically out of this collision between these two states of a great desire and a complete deficiency that is not realized. And one is searching for how to annul oneself. And that way, by annulling oneself, he begins to be worthy of receiving the upper light. Let's read that again.
Again, excerpt 31 from Rabash, What is a Flood of Water in the Work? The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete, that he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation and how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if one has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Any questions? Yes.
So, does he use the mind or doesn't he?
Of course he uses it. Each time he uses it more and more in order to say that along with all of his intellect, he is willing to go below his intellect.
What does he do with his intellect then?
In order to annul the intellect, you must have it. That is, to annul what? That is, in order to be ready to reach nothing, zero, by seeing everything, understanding everything, and at the end of the understanding, at the end of the great sensation, one reaches a state where he is willing to remain in zero. Let's put it this way. In truth, the state itself in its true form, it is impossible to convey it. We have no words to explain it. These have to be two opposite things that are together.
What is reason? What are the limits of reason? Actions of reason.
Actions of reason are what I have in my present mind and emotion, what I study and understand and comprehend. That's called reason.
So it's not only in the group. Anything that there is.
It's not only in the group. Yes. Not only in the group. Was there somebody there? Yes.
What is the difference between the perfection of the right, wholeness of the right, and the midline? It's written there that the right line is wholeness and the midline is peace.
The wholeness of the right is that I'm willing to be attached, adhered to the upper one with whatever I have. Wholeness on the left is in that I fill up my vessels and accordingly I'm in wholeness. Wholeness of the middle line is that I rise in a very special way, both on the right and both from the right and from the left, and I build a relation to the Creator that on the one hand, let's say, I have everything. On the other hand, I feel myself that I have nothing. And it is impossible to find some depiction for it, only that when it comes out of the person. Ask a few more times, maybe I'll find something closer. We're not built in our mind that operates according to plus and minus only. We're not built to bring it some depiction of above reason. It's not they cancel one another, these things, and they don't complete or complement one another. Yes.
The right line is wholeness, perfection. That's what it says. So it turns out that the midline is lesser wholeness because it's merged with the left.
The right line is wholeness. The left line is deficiency. How do you complement wholeness and deficiency together? That is the middle line.
But the middle line itself, does it have less perfection, less wholeness than the right?
On the middle line, less wholeness? No, it's just a different kind of wholeness. There are no words. That's clear. And actually, as you will see in thousands of verses, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we develop our kelim and they help a person, just like you teach a baby to walk. You pull him, you push him, but he has to find by himself that sensation. It's like you're riding bicycles. Until you get hold of this balance, which is not to the right, not to the left, you're not really riding them. And this is how it is here. There is here a special reality, a new sensation, which is called already above our vessels, and there's nothing you can do about it. As much as you open the books, you will see that what we are doing today, seemingly practical actions about how to forcefully come closer under pressure with demand to the realization of the middle line. There's nothing about it in the books, clearly. You went through a lot, right, Yaniv, looking for it, and what did you find? Well, just these excerpts that we are studying, that's the closest. That is the closest. All in all, my goal in that is to show you that it's not in any one of us. And this entices us. And by talking, we can awaken the reforming light. And that way, we can advance. I have no other possibility to bring you closer besides that one. However, sometimes we come closer, sometimes we move away, and with such incursions, we do bring the lights closer. That's what it's about. It will work out. It will work out. Let's continue. Yes?
The middle line, is that faith above reason, or is right above the left faith above reason?
The middle line. The middle line.
Peter.
Поясните, пожалуйста, Рав, как может быть так,
how can it be that a person is working with two lines and has nothing?
Because a new kli is born in him. In what we're talking about now, in spirituality, when we want to enter spirituality, we have a new kli, a new sense. It's not a will to receive, and it's also not a will to bestow. We have to, and this is what I said before, we have to remain the created beings and to be similar to the Creator. These are two things, two forms, two worlds in one subject, in this person who is now comprised of two. Yes.
Can it be that the feeling is always above the lack and never enters it? And the person is between them, that's the middle line?
Think that way also. I'm happy that you're asking. The answer will come personally to each and every one. Personally, to each one from above, and then you will have an answer. It is impossible, according to the intellect, by hearing it the way you want to get an answer now. It's impossible. Here we need a new kli. The light comes, it builds the kli. Inside this kli, it starts to settle in and to give an understanding and a feeling. And then a person is a member of the next world. However, to entice you, to stimulate you, to bring you to search, that is my work, really. And I also found a solution for why yesterday I couldn't even enter these questions when I had some high blood pressure. That's what it was about. This is why I wasn't able to be oriented in your questions. Well, let's continue. Oh, Tbilisi. Go ahead, please.
Доброе утро.
Good morning. The middle line. Is it the united shared common feeling and sensation that is born in the ten, in the group?
The middle line is the form of the Creator within the created being. The form of the Creator in the created being. When the created being begins to feel how the Creator thinks, how the will to bestow exists in the will to receive, and how it works inside of the will to receive. That is this whole system from the upper light that works on the point of the desire, existence from absence, and it develops this desire, existence from absence. This whole system now begins to awaken, to be clarified from within the person. Asia.
Asia. Rav, is the join of the two lines when, for example, in the group, my intellect and my feelings are telling me something I feel something negative towards the friends, but then I consciously make an effort to love the friends and go above my reasoning and my feelings? Is that what you mean? Join the two lines. Thank you.
To join these two lines, well, the light comes from above. It's not that we do it. And in that, we have nothing but only to awaken the upper light, only to be ready for it, willing for it. If, let's say, following all of our searches and all of our desires and all of my yearnings, I nevertheless agree to remain in that state the way it is, with a great deficiency on the one hand and with seemingly wholeness on the other hand, then by that I prepare myself for the reception of the middle line. It is something and its opposite. We, for the time being, are incapable of being in that. But we can emphasize it, clarify it a little bit. Each one of us, has been searching for 10 years. After 10 years of searching, can he keep going like this and say, I'm willing until the rest of my life to understand less and less each moment, and with all of my emotions to feel less and to remain like a little ant, lesser than everyone, like a grain of sand. I don't want anything. Why? Because the greatness of the Creator is enough. The fact that He's great and He's ruling me, that is enough for me, this knowledge, even if it is hidden completely. If I'm willing to have that, then one passes through the tip of the needle. Peter.
Рав, а нельзя сказать так, что если человек, работая в двух линиях, работает в двух линиях, то у него есть все для его клиента.
When a person works in the two lines, then he has everything that he requires for the construction of his vessel. But this is the as much as we can do in the current degree.
Let's move on. But maybe in a few verses we will have more letters for work. Quote number 32, Bala Sulam Shamari 40, faith in the Rav, what is the measure? When one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is, as our sages said, divinity does not stay, but only out of gladness of a mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason it brings one joy is the one who commands, meaning that the Rav has commanded him to take the right line. It follows that one keeps the commandments of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can he be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith.
It's not a matter of the Rav. It can be any teacher, anyone who teaches, it doesn't matter who, any tutor, but it's about a person surrendering or submitting to a different authority, accepting it, and from that he can then start working on subduing himself. Please. Again,
quote number 32 from Shamati 40, faith in the Rav, what is the measure? When one engages in the right, the time is then right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed.
Because he is engaged with the greatness of the Creator.
In other words, since one is in a state of wholeness, called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form. Since the sign of wholeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no wholeness. It is as our sages said, divinity does not stay, but only out of gladness of a mitzvah. This means that the reason that it brings one joy is the one who commanded him, meaning that the Rav has commanded him to take the right line. It follows that one keeps the commandment of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can one be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith.
In his vessels, he doesn't feel it. But according to the command, it is said he's told to be in wholeness, and so he enters wholeness. We have to try to somehow portray these states. These are exercises. It's not simple to bend oneself, to want to discover something, to ask. Each one in the group should make such efforts, and altogether these efforts are effective, they act, and then we will feel change. The times are very good. There is some tiredness, a certain descent. It's very good. It seems to us that it's because we worked hard. No, it's just the lack of illumination from above, which is inviting us to add more of our own from below. Continue.
Quote number 33 from Rabash: what is do not add and do not take away in the work. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is. That the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us among all the nations, you have loved us, and you wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Again,
one must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good.
So let's establish this state where we discover in all of our senses, in our very bones, that the Creator is filling everything, and we are within that upper light, in equivalence of form with it. Continue.
Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life.
On one hand, he sees the world and sees that it's all bad. And on the other hand, if it weren't for his ego hiding it all, then he'd be seeing, revealing a world that is all good. So how should he now behave? Yes?
From here, he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good. And he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us among all nations, you have loved us and wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
What does he have?
He
doesn't actually have the sensation of being in spirituality. He only imagines to himself, describes that state to himself. He himself is in the opposite state. However, if he annuls his ego, which hides the true state from him, then he'll discover the world of truth. And so everything now depends specifically on his exertion. So now the question is, what ways does he have of overcoming that state? Does he want to revoke the concealment and to feel that the upper light is filling all of the vessels? Or perhaps he doesn't want the concealment to go away because then who is he and where is he? What happens to him if he discovers that he is within the upper light? So what is the best state that he wants to arrive at from the point of being in the concealment on one hand, and on the other, understanding that he is in a world that is entirely light? How should he now establish himself to exist, not to be cancelled by the light? And this, the concealment helps him with that, because without the concealment he'll disappear. The upper light, affecting him, will simply cancel him. He'll be lost. In respect to the upper light, he'll be as a slave. So how can he protect himself? How can he remain detached from the upper light, detached from the control of the upper light, and still acquire for himself a reality which is as if the upper light fills everything? Do you have any patents, any solutions, advice? Please. Did you understand what I said? How can I remain in concealment, under concealment on one hand? Because if the concealment goes away, right now, under the concealment, the will to receive governs me. If the concealment passes, then I'll be governed by the will to bestow of the light. How do I acquire an intermediary state, the middle line between them, such that I won't be bribed? Not bribed, no. Dominated. Not in that will to receive or that will to bestow. That I am the middle line, the middle third of Tiferet, which doesn't belong to the vessels of reception below it or the vessels of bestowal above it. It is in command, in control. So how do I do this? This is the question that stands before the created being. We are coming towards it slowly. In that point, when we discover it, that point of choice, there is the true spiritual work from which we constantly develop. There you have the Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochozer, the Partzufim, the ascent, the descent. Everything comes from that point. And I'm constantly maintaining I'm trying to be between the will to bestow and the will to receive, the light and the darkness, and I merge them in such a way as to always be in order to bestow contentment. How is this constructed? That is the question. How do you build this work? How to use a state where on one hand I have pressure from the light and on the other pressure from the kli, from the vessel, or from the darkness and the light, in order to build my own independence. And my independence has to be only in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. In a proper manner, not like a slave or a son who says, I am with the shield and the sword standing here.
And
that is the point, the place of work.
No, Yerushalayim.
Jerusalem.
The work is divided into two stages. First, the person discovers the right line, and then he has to combine the right and the left into the middle line. Or is the right line revealed the moment that he can combine the two lines?
You're saying something true. It's true. Mostly it's like that, yes. North America.
In that noble land between left and right line, how do you create the awareness? What vessels are used?
Merging of the left and right builds da'at, reason, and above reason. The reason, or da'at, there is no such sfira, keter, chokmah, bina, gvorah, tiferet, nezachot, yisod, malchut. The nezachot, bina, it's constructed in the correct way, where a person works correctly with the left, the right, the darkness and the light. Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Why only this is considered giving contentment to the Creator?
Because by that, the created being, the will to receive, is revealing all of the means necessary in order to resemble the Creator, and that's why he's bestowing contentment. He's justifying creation. He justifies the Creator. He wants to resemble him, meaning that in his estimation, the Creator is perfection. He wants to resemble that character. Other than that, there is no Creator. It's what he builds, the created being, meaning that is the Creator. Come and see, Bo'e. You have made me, it is written, because there is no such character, there is not even such a force. The created being only feels how it's acting on him. He doesn't discover anything outside of him. There's nothing outside of him that he discovers. That's why when he builds this image, this character, it's as if a child is establishing his father and he says, I want to have that father. And this is truly how it happens. There is no contentment to the upper one. There is no greater contentment to the upper one.
The Creator is an unlimited force of control. He created the will to receive, and he himself is the quality of bestowal. And the created being just identifies that he's in the middle between the two of them.
But the created being receives these forces and the ability to work with them from his own point of independence. That's why it comes from the merging of the will to receive and the will to bestow. He's in a constant struggle above his reason. No, it seems to us now that we cannot be in faith above reason. In the spiritual vessels, it seems to us a lost cause and a fixed game, and it's only for a person so that the truth is hidden from him and he can just engage in something. No. A person is truly, in a very real sense, building the image of the Creator, which didn't exist before. That image did not exist before, that form. Yes.
So what here gives contentment to the Creator?
That the created being makes him. Yes. And he discovers that that is how it truly is. That these two forms, the desired and the existing, they both merge together, they connect together. And the created being is between them. And then a zivug is made, or a connection. Yes.
But the fact that he builds him, where did he get the power to build him from? It's not he himself that makes him.
Here we can't talk about that. We don't have the vessel. You can say everything comes from above, and it's all a fixed game. As much as you hide, as much as you do, but it's not so. It's not so. There is a concealment, and the ability, the option to search and to discover and to have these two opposite forces, so that from the two of them, the created being becomes truly independent. In the building of the Creator, in choosing his form, he becomes independent. The Creator doesn't supply him with a solution. No. You can say, no, but we study, we learn that after the created being exerts himself, the upper light comes and does all of the work for him, and that's why it's called the work of the Lord. And the created being only finds the lack, he doesn't know the solution, but he really wants it, and then the upper light builds whatever is necessary for him. We don't have the words, the correct words for this. But truly, it's not a fixed game. I cannot say. I don't think anyone in this world has the words for it. You can read all of the writings of the Kabbalists, and there's none such. It's impossible. It's impossible to explain. Rather, a person who comes close to it, he understands that it's truly him working, him acting. Otherwise, what is the use of the created being, of creation as a whole? It's just disregard of the existence of the Creator. What? He just plays games with himself? What? He plays both sides of the chessboard? No.
Grisha.
Yes, Grisha.
Сказала, что ты проснулся хоть раз в году. Не надо, без задолжений. Ну спроси. Или подумай.
In our world, there are many examples for a positive force and a negative force, and they always connect somehow. Usually they result in some explosion or they provide some energy, and we can see that on the one hand. There is a combination. We can see that we have a plus and a minus.
Yes.
And the force that emerges out of it. So why in spirituality can't we feel something similar?
We don't have the vessels. It's not plus and minus. It's not the plus and minus of this world. Otherwise, we would have come from within our own reason. We would achieve the revelation of the Creator in the upper world.
But the left line and the right line, we can feel it in this world.
No, those two you portray within your will to receive.
Yeshli Kiev.
Kiev.
Ken.
Yes.
There is here, similarly, there are 2 degrees. On the first degree is when I'm in concealment, there is no creator, there's no spirituality, and here I can ascend, I can depend on the friends from my own reality. Later on, there is another reality of the creator. And here, I can tell myself that I can not even be there, because it is a place that is very comfortable, very pleasant, and out of it I can slide and even say, I don't need anything more, just to work for the in favor of the Creator. So how can I determine onwards what is the benefit of the Creator, and where do I advance from here?
The benefit of the Creator is the benefit of the group. And if you truly try to immerse yourself in the group and to devote yourself to them, you'll begin to feel that this work and how much this work is outside of you. Outside of you. It won't be like in a corporeal state where there are many people who join the army, some division, commando unit, and they're willing to lay down their lives. So. Because in a group, when you begin to connect, you are brought, you are presented with such problems that make you require the help of the Lord, of the upper force. What does it mean? That the power of your own might isn't enough to overcome the desire, a larger desire overcoming a smaller desire. Let's say I'm told to do this and I don't want to, and now I get a new desire and I overcome my laziness and I do that thing. No, it doesn't work that way. I have to acquire, in order to be in a group, I have to acquire the quality of bestowal. Because in a group, in the group where we work, it's not a commando unit. It's a spiritual formation. And there, the law of spiritual connection is at work. And only if I rise above my ego, and it's not that we're all ready to kill everyone else and then we're connected together and we're truly in a connection between us, like a good, proper group of criminals, like the mob, you know, like the Japanese mob.
Jacuzzi?
No, all right. You understand. So what do I want to say with that? It's not a connection on the egoistic level. Therefore, in the group, we have great difficulty. We have a problem. We can't connect. It's very difficult. Because this is a spiritual formation.
Dov.
All right.
Vilnius.
Vilnius.
Как сохранять точку слияния в радости постоянно?
How do we maintain that point of adhesion with joy all the time, before, during, and after another blow that the egoism gets?
That is the main problem. Because if I don't maintain gladness, I am not in a spiritual work. If at some point, at some moment, I fall to despair, to a lack of will, then that's it. I fell out of the work. By changing my attitude towards the task, the mission, I then exit the spiritual work. So how should I do it? Through the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the goal. The society has to provide this to me constantly. That is the purpose of Ovud, the main and general purpose of Ovud, to supply each and every friend with the greatness of the goal.
Ken.
Yes.
So, what happens at the end? What do you have to stay with? On one hand, you have the emptiness. On the other hand,
I want to remain with all of the positive and negative observations and discernments, and for all of them to connect together in the middle line, which comes from above.
Okay, but from where does it come from above? It will just show up like that?
It comes as a result of the full measure of exertion, which I've completed.
Where here do you hold on to the wholeness and joy?
All of it, together. Crying and joy and all of the discernments which I join together, they join together. And ultimately, they bring the upper light, which connects it all together, bringing me the completed form of the vessel.
So it doesn't come in a way that first I'm in this, then I'm in that. That is, first I'm empty, then I have to be happy, and
I undergo all sorts of states. But you're asking what seals the vessel, what completes it. That's the upper light, which establishes it and forms it. Yes. No, sorry. It's our cowboy.
אותה אמר מה כשאנחנו עולים למטה מה לידעת
when we rise above reason it becomes within reason.
That's true.
If it's true, then how does it influence us?
We try to rise to a degree which is above our corporeal reason into the spiritual reason, in which opposite discernments connect into one. And when we reach that, then immediately that degree becomes a degree that exists. It is corporeal. And again, a split opens up for us between reason and faith. And again, we have to rise to a higher degree. This is why one who advances in the form of above reason, each time he has a greater and greater reason. He becomes smarter and smarter. But he's wise, spiritually speaking, out of the awareness of the integral system. The whole thing is that here we're going to get to know new kelim that do not exist in our world. Kelim that later resemble the kelim of the igulim, the circles, where there is no up and down, there's no right and left. Everything is round, it's all locked together, because there is only one principle here. I am the Lord. Yes?
What point is it?
To what height does it reach?
No, where do we find balance?
Oh, how to find balance. We don't find balance. We try to, but we don't. And also this effort is only in order to raise man. And then, from above, comes the upper light and brings balance. This is what's called, he who makes peace above makes peace between us. That's this balance, this completion. Look, we're revolving around this matter, but we need to more and more evoke this state until we have the letters of the work. So we'll keep engaging in that, and we'll wait until it settles. And maybe we'll move